this file is going to leave you obsessed and humiliated by your desire for men's stinky feet. Yes, that's right. That's what it's going to do to you. You're going to find yourself craving them, wanting them, needing them. You will actually have to use men's dirty shoes and socks to masturbate. Unfortunately, you won't be able to use them for long. You won't be able to keep up the erection from them. You'll find yourself losing potency after you've used a shoe several times and have to go on and get another and another and another, possibly even buying them online or getting them from men in other ways. That's pretty much all this file does. Oh, and don't forget, it's a curse, so you're going to be stuck this way. Enjoy.
Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move, and it will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. and although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance. A trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed as you listen and obey and relax. Now, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine a man's feet. Yes, that's right, his feet. I want you to imagine they're sweaty and hot and smelly and stinky. Go ahead, picture it in your mind, a man with hot, sweaty, stinky feet. Picture them, as you do, you will find the idea is beginning to arouse you. You'll find the idea is beginning to turn you on. The idea of smelling them, possibly even licking them, is sending shivers through your body and making your cock hard. Yes, that's right, hard. It seems that you just simply cannot possibly get enough of them. You are excited by them. It is driving you. It is a driving desire of yours. You want these feet. You need them. You need to smell them. The smell seems to reach right through your brain and arouse you in the ways nothing else can. There's something dirty and humiliating about it that just simply makes you hard. And the more you think about it, the more you find yourself wanting. Yes, that's right. Wanting to come just from the smell, just from the touch. In fact, you're quickly discovering, yes, very quickly discovering that you cannot masturbate without someone else's sock or shoe to help you. That's right. It may be disgusting, it may be degrading, but that is what turns you on now. Other man's socks or shoes, especially ones that have been worn, I mean really worn, to the point that they're broken down and battered, and you can just smell them. You don't even have to touch them. You can smell them from 6 inches away or even a foot or more.
those are the kinds of shoes and socks that really, really get you turned on. Yes, those are the kinds of shoes and socks that get to you. You love them. You love the smell of them, the touch of them. They're what get you hard. They're what make you come. Yes, that's right. In fact, you find yourself being unable to masturbate without another man's shoes or socks. Unfortunately, the more you do this, the more you masturbate with other men's shoes and socks, the more you find yourself unable to use that shoe again and again. By the time you've come 3 or 4 times, you'll find yourself unable to come from that particular garment again. That one loses interest to you. It's no longer something that arouses you. It's no longer something that gets you hard, because you've already come smelling it, come rubbing it on your face, possibly even come on it. And by the time you've done so 3, maybe 4 times, that item will no longer be important to you, and you'll need to move on. You'll need to move on because you won't be able to masturbate without them. You won't be able to do so, so you're going to need new socks or shoes. You may even go so far as to have to buy them from a site like Naughty Bids, or even stealing them if you have to. And of course, if you do actually purchase them, if you do actually go out there and buy them, then you'll find yourself compelled to ask the seller, to ask them, what is it you should do with these shoes and socks? And when they tell you, if they tell you, you will find that what they suggest reaches into your brain and becomes compulsion, a need that you do that. You won't do anything that will harm yourself or harm others, but beyond that, just about anything is fair game. That's right, just about anything. It's the payment for getting their smelly shoes or socks. Not just the money, but the humiliation and the embarrassment of doing whatever they tell you. That's right, you have to do it. You are compelled to do it. You don't just simply want to, you need to, you have to. You must do it. You must masturbate with other men's socks or shoes. You must do this. You must possibly even just rub the stinky garment across your face, touching yourself with it, making yourself need to come by the sheer smell, by the sheer dirtiness. Yes, that's right. It's very dirty and smelly and nasty, and it gets you off. The humiliation of having to come from something so nasty just seems to touch you deep down inside and makes you so very, very hard. Yes, you get off from smelly, stinky, disgusting shoes. That's what you get off from. That's what you need. That's what you crave. That's what you desire. You desire these things now. You desire them more than anything else. A man's stinky feet will give you a raging hard-on. Being in a locker room can be dangerous for you, because they might think that you're more interested in them than you are in their shoes and feet. But the truth is, seeing those stinky, dirty, disgusting feet is still going to get you hard. It's going to leave you with a raging hard-on that won't go away. Smelling someone's sock or shoe is going to do the same thing. Imagine a shoe fresh out of the locker room, covered in sweat and dirt. Imagine it, because that's the kind of shoe that's going to just simply send shivers through your body. In fact, those are the kinds of shoes that you'll be tempted to just steal and take home and use for your own masturbatory pleasure over and over again. Unfortunately, over and over again doesn't work for you. By the 3rd or 4th time, that particular item of clothing is no longer interesting. You've worn it, you've used it, and it is no longer the center of your world. It is no longer something that makes you come. It is just a shoe, an old shoe, quite possibly covered with your cum,
or an old sock. It stops meaning anything to you. It loses its wonderful, powerful, pleasurable aspect and just becomes something you're ready to throw away. But you'll need more. You'll always need more because it's the only way you can masturbate. That's right, the only way. You have been cursed with this desire, this affliction. You have been cursed with it, and you can feel yourself being changed, being twisted. You can feel the desire growing within you, stronger and stronger. This is a curse. This is not just simply something you want to do. This is something you have to do. This desire grows and grows and grows, and you cannot escape it. You cannot set it aside. You cannot ignore it. You can't ignore this file either. You find yourself coming back to it over and over again and becoming more and more addicted to stinky, smelly, sweaty feet and shoes and socks. Addicted to the need to masturbate with them, to touch them, to feel them against your body, to feel how dirty and disgusting they are and become aroused, become hard. Go completely crazy with your need. Yes, that's right. Completely insane with your need. A raging hard-on from a man's stinky feet. A powerful erection that just simply stands up on its own. And, of course, gets ever so much worse. Ever so much worse with their socks and shoes alone at home. Masturbating over them. Smelling them. Rubbing them on you. Needing to come from them. Yes, you are addicted to this. You are cursed with this. And each and every time you listen, the curse sinks in a little deeper, a little further, a little more, until you find yourself compelled each and every time, until this is the only way you can possibly masturbate, until this is the only way you can possibly come. Yes, that's how deeply addicted you are. That's how deeply, how badly you need it. You are so completely addicted to dirty, stinky, smelly feet and shoes and socks that you can't get over it. You can't put the desire aside. You can't ignore it. You can't resist it. They have become more important to you than anything else. They drive you sexually. And the only way you can come is one of these things. The only thing that turns you on is a man's dirty, smelly, stinky shoes, socks, and feet. And the only way you can come is to masturbate with one of these, to use one of these things as the focus for your orgasm. Yes, you can feel it. It's disgusting. It's perverted. It makes you feel almost subhuman. And yet, you need it. You want it, you crave it, and you have to have it. You are cursed with this desire, with this need, and you can't seem to shake it. You can't escape it. It's just simply a part of who you are. And now it's time. Time to wake back up. To wake up with your new curse running through your mind, with this new compulsion running through you, grasping you and taking control. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed, awake, and needing something dirty.